Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
7:45, quarter till 8. I looked it up, and I think it was Will Rogers to whom the phrase is attributed. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Our esteemed mayor has not learned that yet. I don't think she ever will, because now we've got this garbage stuff going on. Sydney Torres joins us now, CEO of Ivy Waste. How you doing, Sydney?
Great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I tell this story often. I was talking to you a long time ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago at night, and come to find out you had, who was it that was there with you?
I don't know. One of your favorites. Who's your favorite? Lenny Kravitz or Kid Rock?
Lenny Kravitz. That's who it was. You had Lenny Kravitz with you. So I always ask, are you alone or do you have any celebrities with you? Because you never know. Because you put them on the phone and we had a conversation with Lenny Kravitz. I just thought I'd ask.
No, I'm just dealing with garbage right now. No glamour.
Speaking of garbage, I don't know what the mayor's doing here. Take me back and tell me the story of what's happening here, what she said on October 10th.
Well, I mean, the deal is that I got a call from the sanitation director asking would I honor the price. The emergency contract comes to an end on the 23rd, and the new administration comes in the beginning of January, 11th or 12th of January. And, you know, asked me would I honor the price. The legal department okayed the ability to extend for 6 months, and the CAO, they were all okay with it. But when he went to the mayor, he told me a couple of weeks later that when they told her, she said, no, I don't want to do that. I wanted to go out to RFP. I don't want to extend it at the same price, at the low bid price. So, you know, here we are. We're going to participate in this RFP that's going out. It's due in 2 weeks. So it's a very quick turnaround. But we'll see what happens. I know that the French Quarter Management District is extending our contract that we put in with them just in case anything crazy happens here. But we'll see. Like I said, there's no reason for this. We could easily just get an extension, move forward, and let the new mayor write an RFP and put it out to bid. But we're going to go through the process, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
At some point, you have to be saying to yourself, Mayor, come on. What's the deal? Why? What are you doing here? Because the director, tell me again about the director of the Department of Sanitation. They said, Sydney and Ivy Waste, will you extend this and honor the bid price, the low bid price, from December 23rd through when?
Through December 23rd, for 6 months, from December 23rd, 6 months, allow the new mayor to get in, Helena Moreno, and you know, put out an RFP or negotiate whatever she wants to do with us. She's got a huge deficit she's dealing with, not only in sanitation, but budget overall. And, you know, this is something when we bid it, we were low bid by like $150,000 a year on this contract. And this is definitely not something you can just start up and do for 6 months. I mean, $4.5 million worth of equipment you have to buy for 6 months. And it just makes sense to extend it, give time, let the process play out, let the new mayor decide, you know, what she wants to do in her administration. But again, like I said, we're going to participate in the bid. We're going to go forward with it. But the sanitation director did ask me, would I extend the low bid price that we're currently charging now without raising it? And I said, for what reason? He goes, well, the legal department's okay with an extension. The CAO's okay with an extension. I said, great. I thought everything was good. We were moving forward. And then about a week ago, he tells me that the mayor said she doesn't want to do that. She wants to go out for an RFP, which is a grading process. Remember, this was a low bid emergency contract. Mm-hmm. This is going out for RFP, which is going to be grading, which, you know, she has two of her people on there and then the sanitation director. And I think there's somebody else from the French Market or French Market Corp. But we'll see what happens. At the end of the day, you know, the last time this happens, when they were grading a bid, Henry got more percentage on experience than I did when I've been doing this for 20 something years. So, you know, we'll see how the grading plays out. Hopefully there's no finger on the scale and we'll see what happens.
So who, tell me about this grading thing. How does that happen? And also tell me about, let me take a break here. We'll pick it up when we come back so you can have some uninterrupted time about the contract that you have with the French Quarter.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's that district again? The French Quarter?
French Quarter Management District.
Management District.
That's right.
So how does that play out with this? Or is it the same area or different areas? It just seems to me, and Sydney, you know, I'm just a dumb guy from the West Bank, but it seems like, okay, everything's going fine. We're getting the best bang for our buck. I've not heard a complaint about the job that you're doing from anybody. So why would we fool with it? But yet it seems as though we're fooling with it. Is that an oversimplification or is that pretty well it?
That's pretty well. I mean, J.P. Morrell, the president of the council, thought it was bizarre that this is happening. And that was his quote in the Times-Picayune. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the FQMD has the right through a state law that was passed to allow it to take on this contract if this other contract goes south and doesn't go in the way that with someone with experience, equipment, and the know-how to get this done. We got Sugar Bowl coming up. We've got Mardi Gras early this year. We got New Year's, a new mayor. I mean, we don't need somebody coming in there with training wheels or never even ridden a bike before with training wheels, trying to come in and trying to figure out how to do this. This is not something you got to on the job experience. You need to know what you're doing. You got to have the right equipment, the right people operating the equipment, the right service trucks and mechanics. I mean, it's a whole operation here, and it's not something you can just do for 6 months. And so anyway, we'll see what happens. We're going to participate in the bid, but you know, we'll see what happens and how it's graded. And if they grade it the right way and we end up with it, that'll be great. If we don't, I mean, we'll see what happens from there with the FQMD, French Quarter, French Market Corp.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll get back talking to Sydney Torres, 751, 9 till 8. This LaToya Cantrell, man, I'm telling you, wow. Traffic, WWL. All right, 7:57 and a half, talking to Sydney Torres, owner of CEO of IV Waste. And I'm a little bit confused, Sydney, when it comes to the area that y'all pick up, because I saw a truck this morning, as a matter of fact, in the DDD on Camp Street, I guess it was. So, and also, always, I got to tell you this, just whenever I see the trucks, they're clean, the staff is paying attention, they're courteous, it looks professional. How do you do that as a manager? Where did you learn how to do this? How did you learn how to run a trash company? Because, man, it seems like you do set the standard for it when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, I started as a real estate developer and then, you know, went into hotel hospitality and, you know, everything's about you know, making sure that every when you walk in a room, it's clean, it's pristine. The uniforms are nice on the teammates who are working with you. I mean, the way we do it on the trucks, matter of fact, this morning, I can tell you an example. Should tell you an example of how we make sure that this flows like this is that we have a dispatch alive. We call it the war room. Mm-hmm. And each department has a big flat screen with cameras on the truck. So they're constantly checking the truck, the back of the truck, making sure they're in uniform, making sure they're watching traffic coming and going. So we've invested a lot in technology to be able to make sure that we can watch these trucks and the teammates, and if they're doing good, great, we reward them. If they're not, we reprimand them, we coach them, and we teach them how to do it right and make sure that they wear their uniform. So it's something that we're consistently doing every day, and I think with consistency you get results.
So what happens from here if you got to prepare a bid, right? Because if does that cost you money? If you don't prepare a bid, then you're not even considered.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm laughing because I've created so many. We've had to do so many bids between the French Quarter Management District and the city with all this stuff going on over the last year with the French Quarter that we've gotten really good at it. We've already got the bid prepared; it's ready to go. We're updating some things to it because we custom build all of our own equipment. That's something different that nobody else can do. You know, we build all of our own pressure washing units with the 300 gallon.
Let me ask
tank.
You this: we're running out of time, and I don't want to give anything away, but is it possible that instead of doing as the sanitation director wanted and extending this contract, that through this process the city winds up paying more for the same thing?
I mean, they could, but for us, we're going to try to do the best to keep our pricing as sharpen the pencil as great as possible to show, because the city's in need of with the deficit, we're going to look to give them the best deal possible.
Thank you, Sydney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.